Hella Black, Hella Seattle is a new podcast, and it's a summer special, as in it started on Memorial Day and it's going until Labor Day. The women behind the podcast are Eula Scott Bino, Elena Caldwell, and Jasmine Jackson. First, they told me about that name, Hella Black, Hella Seattle.
We knew the show was going to be really local, and we are three women of color, and we wanted to be inclusive, but we also wanted to like really spell out who we were before people tuned in and got the wrong idea. And we are all hella black in hella Seattle.
What would the wrong idea be?
If they just heard hella Seattle and they tuned in and it was not people of color, because it could have been, right? And so the nice thing about having it be hella black to start off with was it lets you know from the gate who we are in terms of like where our viewpoint's going to be coming from as people of color. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
In my listening, it's not like you guys are talking about being black all the time. Mm. It's just, you know, you're talking about shrimp pho and,
yeah,
you know, folk life versus sundayata or what, just, you know,
yeah,
you're just talking. But there's a still a point of view, like you talk with the weed
yeah,
professionals, and it'll come up, you know, that, yeah, why is this a rich white thing? But
yeah,
but that's a small piece of it. Then you're just talking. I feel
right,
like maybe it's more your point of view affects who you're bringing to it.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Well, black people don't often just sit around and talk about being black.
Yeah.
And that's also a misconception, right? So, yes, we have well-rounded lives and yeah, so it's really the point of view of being hella black. I'm still hella black even if I talk about shrimp pho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't make me less black because I eat different things than cornbread and chitlins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we're hella, yeah, Seattle too.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's something that's really funny about the three of us is that, you know, if we go other places, when we go other places, people will stop and be like, you ain't from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, we're from Seattle. Oh, I knew you were from, what? I didn't know you guys were up there. Because we are so Seattle. I mean, we are just as Seattle as every other person we meet on the streets.
What does that mean? How can they tell you're not from here?
That we are from Seattle?
Yeah.
I think because we are, Seattle people are very outspoken and very witty, I think. I think that I always joke that we're rained in most of the year.
Mm.
And so, like, rainy day recess is a real thing if you grew up here, when we grew,
yeah,
up here. And so during recess, your only option was to sit around and talk and hopefully talk good, right? Like, so we know how to sit around and entertain ourselves.
Right.
And so I think all of that really translates into what makes us very Seattle. Also, we know nature in a way that most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
I tell this joke that my husband was from Boston and they would go to this like pond when they were in elementary school where they would fish. And, you know, the pond would be full of fish that they put there
stocked
intentionally for the kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, but my elementary school, we went to the salmon hatchery and got salmon roe and took it back to school and watched it grow into be full,
yeah,
salmon.
And
then
also
we returned it.
Saw the salmon get killed, massacred.
I didn't
see
that.
Oh my gosh. Are you for real?
No, at my unit, we didn't go to the same elementary school.
It was insanity. Yeah. I don't even understand how they were allowing that. Literally, it was just like a tank full of fish, and they would pull a fish out
and
just
slaughter it.
Yes. I don't remember. Did you guys have roe too?
Bath.
Did you guys get salmon?
Yeah, and then they took the roe, and we were supposed to be happy after seeing the tragedy.
I blocked that out. That's my life. I block out so many things. But yeah, so that makes us Seattle, you know? I used to go on walks with my school to like Ravenna,
mm-hmm,
you know, like we are those things. We know this city,
mm-hmm,
very well. And so we may be coming from a black perspective, but we've been living with you know, everybody else forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the numbers in Seattle. This isn't hella Atlanta, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what effect do you think that has on who you are, who your podcast is?
Yeah. Well, it's all we know.
Yeah.
So we've never been in a predominantly, more predominant than it is now, black city.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only like definition of we have as people of color in the city is what we have here. You know, the thing is, we are black people. All of our parents are black. All of our family,
right,
is black. And we are from Seattle. So we've seen a large community our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more spread out now, but it doesn't mean it's completely gone.
Right.
Are people of color losing an important concentration? You know, we all know about people are headed to Renton and Skyway. It should be hella Skyway. Hella Renton.
We ain't there yet.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, yeah, we've lost the concentration for damn sure. I tell the story about how growing up, I think this is true for all of us. Mm-hmm. Our families did not live in the same houses before we were born, right? So they moved around the city. And where they moved was always in the central.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So like our parents were like, I've lived in one house my whole life. Jasmine's lived in a few. Elena had one house probably your whole life, really, till this last year.
My whole life. Mm-hmm.
But before that, it wasn't like our parents were like, oh, this is it. They weren't born and raised there. They moved around the central district. That was it.
Yeah.
And right. So the nice thing about being younger in the city was, you, even if your best friend moved, they didn't move that far.
Right. Yeah.
And if you needed to get to a cousin's house, you probably were going to be able to walk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where now, it's funny because I know Elena can relate to this too. I can walk past homes and think, I don't speak to these people. If I do speak to them in passing, we maybe just say hello and goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in your house, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in every crevice of your home. I probably had played hide and seek there. Mm-hmm. I probably know what your backyard is laid out like. I might have even hurt myself in your home. It's just interesting to be like, yeah, I've probably been in your house, but we don't have that community at all mm-hmm. anymore for me to have that connection with you. I'll never do it again. My kids won't do it, probably. Yeah.
So you want that community? Does that inspire this podcast?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We are so lucky to have each other.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And we know it. We have times where we think if it wasn't for all three of us still being planet here, we don't know what we would do in terms of how we would enjoy ourselves or where we would go. We would make new friends, but it wouldn't be the same, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when we hear people, we meet people all the time that are new to Seattle and don't know what to do mm-hmm. and are asking us for guidance. And for a very long time, I would hand out options,
yes. mm-hmm.
but it would never be enough to keep them not to be good. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So now it's nice because it's like, oh, no, I have a real option. Mm-hmm. I got a text from someone the other day that was like, oh, I'm so excited for your podcast. I heard about it. I wish this was here 6 years ago, because he's been a transplant for 6 years, lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yuli, you kind of led the way on the podcast, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You bothered them.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a degree in radio broadcasting, and I did not know what to do with it after I graduated because it's a very hard field to get into. I always joke that if Diane Remain quitting, ain't no openings, right? And and so.
Well, you're in luck.
What?
She's leaving.
What?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Well, maybe then. Yeah. with her richity voice and just sticking on. So yeah, so I took a long time just trying to figure out where to plant myself and was really trying to think of ideas for a podcast for a while because I knew I wanted to do one, but I also know that the forefront of my entire existence is wanting to make Seattle a better place for people of color. It's just all of our legacies are here. Everything our parents have done has been mm-hmm. impacted in Seattle, and we want to do the same kind of thing. And so I sat long and hard on my honeymoon thinking about how to make it right and came up with this whole entire thing in the sense of oh, I know what Elena could do and oh, I know what Jasmine could do and I know it would work out great if we had interviews and we had to figure it all out. The only thing I didn't have was a name. And so I don't know. We came up with a name, all three of us, or did I come up with it?
I think you came up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to do Young, Gifted, and Black for Hella. And Marvin was like, no. My husband was like, that's not it. And I was like, I know, because I'm not that young anymore. And he was like, also, it's not that. Cool. It's not that.
I mean, it's...
No, it is.
It's not catchy.
So how did you sell Jazz and Elena on it?
It's funny because I had this huge buildup where I was like, they're not going to do it. Only because we all have really busy lives already. Mm-hmm. And we spend a lot of time together already. And so it's unique to say, hey, want to spend even more time with the people that you spend probably every weekend with. So now you're giving me Mondays mm-hmm. too. I was saying, I picked Jasmine up this morning. I was like, I haven't seen you in over a week. It's been forever.
A week.
Yes. So I was fearful of it. And so I sat them down and I pitched it and I, had built myself up and talked my way into it. And their reaction was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty simple.
And I cried because I was really happy.
You also found a way to kind of capitalize on what we were really good at and what we were already bringing to the table in terms of our friendship.
Yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Eula's a talker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We always go to Elena for food reviews.
I'm just obsessed with food.
References.
So it made sense. And it was either this or actually do a blog because they've been bothering me about that for forever. So I'd rather just talk about some food than write up a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's too much.
And Jasmine knows everything that's going on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm always let's go to this exhibit or let's go to this party or mm-hmm. I'm going to this festival.
Jasmine's literally subscribed to every single feed in the entire city. Yeah. If the Sam is having something, it's in her inbox. Mm-hmm. If Fry is doing something, it's in her inbox. If there's a party going on, it's in her inbox. So she always knows what's going on anyways.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why you're all busy, you're all working.
Yeah.
Why is this worth your extra time? What's the ultimate satisfaction?
I think, well, first of all, I'm already going to be looking up Yelp reviews and going to new food places. So why not share that with other people, right? But then also, I think I was like really surprised about how many people are into it.
Yes.
And I think that drives me a lot. Like this, just the response and people like loving it and being really excited for it. It makes me even more excited. So it's like this thing that we get to feed each other on, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we listen to podcasts, like we listen to The Read, which we really enjoy, which is a great podcast with people of color.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the big divide there is that everything that they experience or talk about is from a New York perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They live in New York. One of the main cast members is from Miami. The other's from Oklahoma. Those are not our stories.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so when they talk about things or they share their hardships, we're like, all right, cool, but I ain't with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really nice to have that opposite end of it being so local. I mean, you can find us. People who are like, oh, I hope I get to run into you someday.
Yes.
We're like, yeah, we'll be at this fantastic event on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
the station block party. We'll have a table from 12 to 8. You
mm-hmm.
can come by and say hi.
Come hang with us. Build with us.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
That is Eula Scott-Bino, Elena Caldwell, and Jasmine Jackson. You can find their podcast, Hella Black, Hella Seattle, wherever you get your podcasts.